Big week for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Jackson. They have their big auction coming up, and their chief executive officer, executive director Tony Hollow, joins us. And Tony, the countdown is on.
It is. Good morning, Greg. We're excited about the last couple of days that lead into the beginning of our bidding period, which will open up on Friday, this Friday, November 13th, at 9 a.m. is when the auction actually opens, and it's going to be open for a week with bidding up to the 20th at 9 p.m. So we're excited about that. And what we're particularly excited about is the twist to our auction that has the availability of the drive-through dinner at the conclusion, big brisket drive-through dinner and dessert from Davis's, and all those opportunities and options, including a $25 ticket or a $250 virtual auction table, which allows someone to get eight dinners, and all of those folks eligible to bid is also available on our website. So that should be kind of fun too. It's the 20th of November, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. No one's going to want to cook. Obviously, it's time to prepare for next week's Thanksgiving dinner, and gives everyone an opportunity to enjoy, you know, what we know is to be great food from Davis's.
Yeah, of course they always do a great job. How's the response been, Tony?
Well, we have we've been really pleased so far from our corporate sponsors, which you and I have had a chance to talk about. We're running about 30 corporate sponsors, and our corporate sponsors, Greg, are businesses, a couple personal members as well, but mostly businesses throughout Jackson County that buy into our yearly program, which is our three big events in the winter: bowling, spring, early summer, golf, and then in the fall, our gala, which is an entertainment night. And obviously this year, we just can't do it face-to-face, unfortunately. So we're taking it virtual. And these corporate sponsors donate, actually, a yearly amount, and that allows them to participate in all three events. So we right off the get-go, we have 25 corporates that are with all three events. I mentioned 30, but some just have two or whatever. But we have, I believe, 25 confirmed that are ready to go with their meals and participating. We have also, at this point, sold approximately 35 virtual tables, and I think we budgeted maybe 25, so we're way ahead in that. That's extremely exciting, and many of our big brothers and big sisters and some other individuals around town, we've sold a number of individual tickets or pairs of tickets. So that's with a week to go, at least four or five weekdays. So we're looking to pick those numbers up, and this is even before the first bid is cast at 9 a.m. On Friday. So it looks like, you know, as far as our pregame, we're looking good.
Wow, those numbers speak very highly for your program, or else you're the greatest hustler in the history of Jackson County.
We're going to go with the program, but I think that you know, that this year of COVID is really opening the hearts and minds of so many people, and and when that happens, you know, Big Brothers and Big Sisters is an obvious choice for people to designate their dollars towards. They know what we do, they trust what we do. It's and they know that the administrative cost and donation dollars go directly to the program. We were ranked nationally as in the lowest 5% in regards to any money that goes out to anything else other than the program itself. So yeah, that's phenomenal. And there's a need. You know, our program is unique because we are the, you know, we're the number one one-to-one mentoring organization for children, not only nationally, but also in Jackson County. And when there's dollars to be spent, I think people are always sensitive to the fact that kids need mentors. Kids need someone to look up to. And so many of our donors have that opportunity either through a coach or a friend or an aunt or an uncle or somebody like that, that you know, that did the little extra things to make them into where they are and what they've become today. And some of our kids in our program are getting that chance now through having a big brother and big sisters, and these donations and these contributions that you were mentioning that, you know, are a popular choice is because they want to ignite the potential and defend the potential of all these children that deserve it in our area.
Yeah, hats off to the certainly to the business community, but you never have too many mentors, do you?
No, it's impossible to put into words the need that we have there. And again, you know, you've been so open to hearing our story, and you know that when, you know, we just had the Halloween drive-through, and then we did a welcome back to school, as it, you know, whatever that was in the summer, in regards to drive-throughs, and the great part about that is we always get a couple of bigs that find out about the program through that, and through our radio programs and through our TV ads or whatever, and that's wonderful because we think we're going to cut it. But the problem is, on the other end, there's more need on the other end for mentors. So, you know, we get calls from parents and guardians saying, "Hey, we need a big brother, big sister." So, to balance that off or to decrease that gap has been very difficult for me. And for our organization over the last couple of years, we've hung true to about 55, mm-hmm. And averaging from 50 to 60 being short. I think that's, we keep an active count on our website, bbsjackson.org, and you can see that. But we're doing our best, and when we have fundraisers and activities, those dollars are not only put into supporting our current bigs and littles and those matches for monthly activities and all the things we do as an organization, but it's also, they're also put in the marketing dollars to get our word and our name out. So, you know, we're fighting the fight to try to get a mentor for every little brother and little sister that are either on our waiting list or that are currently enrolled.
Well, it's a certainly a fantastic program. What obviously plenty of time to get a ticket to the event, to the virtual dinner, but I guess sponsors, if they want to step up, better hurry.
Yeah, we could certainly, all things, everything is possible at this point. We expect the late minute rush, but I want to share two bits of information that I think would help that process,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll just quickly review of what they can do. But first, here's how to do it. The safest, the easiest, and the best way is just to communicate, and that's to call 784-7181, Greg. That's 784-7181. Anyone who wants to participate in this program as a any type of a sponsor, a friendship sponsor for $100, a virtual table sponsor for $250, buy a ticket for $25. They can do that so very easily by calling 784-7181. If they want to this afternoon, get on our auction website. It's very common sensey, easy to remember. It's bbbsjacksonauction.org. And they will have the same opportunities that if someone wants to call and talk about it. There's a tab for those that just want to bid. That's a possibility, too, as time gets closer. There's no cost for that. And then to make a simple donation, there'll certainly be the availability of saying, hey, we're auctioning, we're having fun with this all next week, can't do the meal thing, want to give back. There's small donations possible to our organization by going online to bbbsjacksonauction.org. Our two co-sponsors, event sponsors, Trips Auto Shop and Level One Bank, they're on all the major television radio stations with advertisements this week, reminding people of our phone number and the website as well. And I think people are going to hear plenty about it these last couple of days before we go live with our items.
So the items, can you look at those online?
The items should be available to look on online this afternoon, and if not this afternoon, the rest of this week. But mm-hmm. certainly with, you know, prior to bidding, yes, obviously, pictures and items and descriptions and minimum bids, we're working through all that right now. We know we have 61 available items and things that are going to go for $10 and things that are going to go for thousands of dollars. It's going to be a great range.
Fantastic. Again, 784-7181, the Big Brothers, Big Sisters hotline. If you have any questions, or again, as Tony mentioned, if you want to be part of the program. Tony, good luck. We'll be in touch.
Thanks so much. Thanks for your support, Greg. We really appreciate it. And thanks for everyone for getting some more information about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Jackson County.
You bet. Take care. Tony Hollow, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Big Brisket virtual auction coming up starting later in the week.